Greetings, this is the Automatic Lady Leader Husband. Things are a little different today. I have had computer issues. I'm a little in disarray right now. It's Friday. Friday evening, we had a fairly significant storm, lost power and whatnot. Saturday morning, I have two computers left. One that I use is pretty reliable. The other one, I've known it's had some problems, and so I decided it's time to get it replaced. I ordered a replacement, a small little box, and it's supposed to arrive Tuesday. The other machine failed Saturday morning. It's kind of like, oh. And it's been my desktop unit. I haven't had any data on it. I use it basically as remote desktop, but I just find it remarkable, the timing. It messed up my weekend. It didn't work because what would happen is it simply wouldn't start up. But sometimes after a while it did. So I left it on and nothing happened Saturday. Nothing happened Sunday. Late morning, it fired up. It's kind of like, wow, very impressive. But I wanted to mention also very quickly, and of course, because of that, I'm using a different camera. Well, see, again, it was remarkable to me. I went to a local store a month ago or so, and I got a little cheap notebook with the intention of having something so that I can go and be portable. It was their floor model. It was discontinued, low-end unit, $250 or something of that nature, which is pretty cheap. And I got that. It basically sits around. It is the idea of, to have something to take with me. And now that I'm now using that right now because that, you know, it, so again, I see the grace of the Lord that I had this thing as the backup. It's been marvelous. Because of that, it has a terrible camera on it. I'm using a different little camera that it is a high resolution camera. But anyway, I'm not going to use it at high resolution because, I mean, for talking head video is unnecessary. I sent a postcard to Jim Cross today. And because I was reminded in some of the work I was doing of the video that he did, it was in the Christmas card magnet in 2010. See if I do this right. I'll link you to that. It's a short little video that he did. And, you know, what I thought about is that he saw something and he said, all right, I want to do something. And it's possible, you know, he did this video, put it on YouTube, and it's possible that he sold not a single one of these things. Maybe he sold one or two. Maybe he sold 100. I have no idea. However, the issue is he saw an issue and he said, I'm going to try. And for that, he has my respect. You know, I think it's worth trying. Because sometimes we try some things, they work great. Sometimes we try some things, eh. So I never heard what happened about this, but I know he tried. So again, I offer this as a reminder and as a respectful comment. Because I think it's important to try. The problem with trying just to make a magnet at the back of your car. You know, again, it's the thing that I point out now. If you were to take a magnet, put it in the back of your car and say you're pro-life, you're a follower of Christ and you're pro-life, and you stick it in the back of your car and then you drive through a Starbucks, you're also a hypocrite. Because again, you're putting money into the hand. See, when the government taxes you, you have no choice. But when you put money into a corporation that has a stated policy because of the overturn of Roe v. Wade, that you would then give them money so they can use the profit of the money from that you gave them to support abortion, I would suggest you're a hypocrite. It's basically that simple. You're a hypocrite because you are paying, you know, taxes. You're involuntarily paying for them because they fund Planned Parenthood. Buying a product from the company says this is where we're going to use our money. That's voluntary. You are voluntarily paying for abortions. So anyway, but so again, I respect the thing he did. And you know, when you get to things a little bit more difficult, oh, I don't know, if you did the things related to shofar leaks and the you know, the mentioning slavery, sex slavery, and things of that nature, or pointing out the slavery with the cocoa industry. It's not just simply, a message somebody could ignore. You're getting really offensive. I think there's a good example, because I just, you know, just before, the reliable news source, the Babylon Bee, just had a, their latest thing is doctors report startling rise in testicular injuries among women athletes. And, you know, it's a funny ha-ha and whatnot. It does inspire thought to you, because obviously you say, well, of course, this is ridiculous. But this is the way our culture is changing. Jim Cross mentioned he was concerned about, about the, you know, saying Merry Christmas doesn't have the meaning as it used to. And of course now it's the happy holidays or things of that nature. And if you point out this, one of the things they said, critics argue that this is not actually possible for a female athlete to suffer testicular injury. Yeah, that can happen, said Dr. Adam Kinnunen of the Restore Sanity to Sports Research Group. Considering the fact that testicles in the first place means the person is not female, it would stand to reason such an injury is impossible. In layman terms, these are dudes. You know, so yeah, that's a funny way to say it and so forth. Well, let me give you the next. Trans activist groups have come out in full force against anyone who dares to suggest women cannot have their testicles injured because women can't have testicles. Said Sunshine Fluff Sprinkle, spokesperson for Insanity Now, a trans right group, in response to the findings. Blah. See, but you know, what they used is comedy to express a serious issue. So, in a sense, what Jim Cross did was kind of polite, suggesting, you know, culturally we're going downhill. What they're doing is using more serious satire, saying, culture, we're going downhill. What Shofar Leaks is saying, here's a hammer to fight back. Not necessarily a cultural issue, but well, to a degree. But because of my issues on my computer over the weekend, I ended up doing some work because I was clumsy. But I watched a few videos back in 2020. I did a video, December of 2020, a serious attempt to love Jim and Madge Cross. So it's kind of related, isn't it? Pointing out, because obviously at this time, this is when the vaccine came out. And I was very clear, I think, pointed to evidence that they're one of the targets of the vaccine. Not to help them, but to eliminate them, to kill them. And, you know, it wasn't a fluff piece. And it was serious. And when I looked at it, I listened to it now, over 2 years later, it remains quite solid. But I actually did three videos that I kind of linked together because these were audio only. The second one was Genesis Apologetics, John and Jane, E-System South, and so much more, including Serious Love. This one was a little longer, and this is where, the problem with this camera right now is that it's anyway, because I'm seeing this backwards on the screen. This is John and Jane. This is the video, and it's actually the photo I used from Genesis Apologetics. It is the debunking evolution thing, and I mentioned that and several other things that. I have a comment here. If there's any voicemail to listen to, this is the one. Anyway, I think it was rather serious, more than just the debunking evolution stuff. The link's there. And of course, the third of the three was, this was February 24th, an emotional email about slavery. And I've done a little bit more work and be able to link things together. Because one of the things I talked about is at that point I mentioned I did not want to know. I was aware that Nestle's, Hershey's, Mars, and so forth made a pledge many years ago to work towards ending the slavery in their industry. And I didn't want to know, because obviously the M&M's plant I walk by constantly. And I mentioned here, because there was a lawsuit filed and so forth, I found out, indeed, they still use raw cocoa harvested from abject slave labor. It continues years later. The image I used was from Stop the Traffic. And I had a link there, too, because I mentioned the video, So You Think You Will Dance. And so the link is there, and so is the video. You also find there's a video. We held a 10th birthday party for the chocolate industry. This is where the group out of UK went to the offices of whatever player it was, and sang a twist on the Happy Birthday song. I have the lip. Happy birthday to you. 10 years ago today, you said you would stop child labor, and we said hooray. But boys as young as 10 work all day for nothing. Traffic children pick up your cocoa beans while the profits roll in. 10 years ago today, you promised to stop this, but you haven't. Boo hiss. Now it's your turn. Go to. I don't know. Anyway. But so I have the video that, if you go to the one link, it shows the other. And of course, the third video is on there is Don't Be Oblivious, which I think was a superbly done video by Stop the Traffic. You see the picture of this young girl, and somebody walks into her classroom, slams her head down on the table, carries her off to become a sex slave. And everybody in the classroom ignores it, just ignores it. Nothing's happening. They were making a point, and I think they made it very well. I've written at organizations many times. They have not responded to me. But so, in the process of that video, that voicemail, I did mention the one girl that sunk in my head. Well, so I put the link to the video that refers to, this is where I discuss the word andropodistes, enslaver, that we see in the scripture. 1 Timothy 1, and is right there. This was done on May 6th of 2020. So I try to relate those things together. And then, of course, there's the modern day slavery link. So what one of the purposes is, I've been trying to, because I'm trying to be able to, not only the technical end, to be able to watch data happen, to log things and so forth, when you do things like email or examine voice traffic or whatever, We want to have the data there so it's easy to see. Well, it's a common set of tools, a common set of navigation techniques for things like this. So I played, especially over the weekend because I had some issues. It was time to play with this a bit because, again, I want to have the one tool that works in both ways, and that's coming together nicely. I did also, because I was got to it, watched a couple others. One was on, this was June 23 of 2022, Child Sacrifice, Moloch, Archon, and others. This is one of my, where I started to, I've done several on Molech or Moloch, you know, there's some other, other things I've done on that, because it's sacrificing to the Ammonite God, and in its Exodus, or is it, no, it's Leviticus, I think, it's sacrificing to the Archon. In the Hebrew, it's to Molech. In the Septuagint, it's to the Archon, the one who's first, which is a broad term, including a king, a ruler, or the state. Gone into depth, and because it was obviously quite related, I also gave you from February 8th of this year how to prepare my wife for the call. This is the day before the call to the state, there's a whole lot of links to that, to various things, you know, normal stuff, collateral murder, the All Hail the Whistleblower video, and so forth, because it all relates. And, you know, it was in that video I mentioned, because the timing was amazing. That's the day Seymour Hersh published his article saying the U.S. is the one who sabotaged, blew up the Nord Stream pipelines. And, you know, so the timing was just remarkable. But it led to yet one more. It's March 18th of 2021. If I were Satan, I would. Traditional medicine. Do you see a pattern here? Again, this is audio only. It's relatively short. But the article, this is when things were more written. And I gave you a lot of, the photo I used was David Rockefeller and his quote, "We are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the new world order." This is 1994. And of course, the crisis came. You know, well, several crises came. The 2001, the World Trade Center, the various other events, Iraq War, and Afghanistan, and of course, COVID. So these things happened. And what the reason I did that is I did the "If I Were Satan." The link is there, and it's the video done by Genesis Apologetics. Which I thought was very good. Some of these others I show pictures, but I don't have the videos of them. But there's something that's different now. When I gave you the link to Stop the Traffic, or I gave you, and Jim Cross's link, well, that's been on for a long time. A couple of videos from Stop the Traffic have been actually on the site for a long time. But a whole bunch of new ones are now on the website. And so it's not over there. It's part of the same thing. And what that has allowed me to do is interrelate things. So when I watch something or write something or produce something and it relates to something else, I'm now building the mechanics to interrelate it. So you get to one thing leads to the other. I mentioned the idea of, because I grabbed a couple things in reference to the drone incident in Crimea. And I have some videos from Al Jazeera and from RT, and they come from a different perspective. And the one from the Pentagon that they released, I haven't put them all on there yet. But it's the idea of being able to, so when you go back to it years later, and in the same way, when I watch some of these things, I listen to some of these things, for example, the Molech thing, because there is, kozlowski.org/Molech gives you a whole bunch of stuff on the subject, because I've done some study on it. And I wanted to interrelate these things in the same way. I've looked at some of the other things I've done. Some of the stuff I mentioned about health, it's kind of like, well, a lot of these things happened. It's interesting, and I'm trying to reason this one through, because I've heard people, some people say you need to make these changes in your life so you won't have sicknesses, illness, colds so many times per year. And one commentator said, I've made these changes, whatever the changes were, and now I only get maybe one, maybe two mild colds per year. And I'm thinking, okay, I haven't had a cold, I haven't been sick per se, in about a decade. So it's kind of like, what's, why? And obviously, you would think that somebody would say, that's a good thing. It's the reason why I did the, in my 9-part intro series, I did the one thing where I went through a whole bunch of health things to inspire my kids. Because I want them to know that there are things that can be done. If you ignore them, you're going to pay. But speaking of my kids, after the day of rain, I went out to the post, to the mailbox. And since it rained at night, the postcards in the mailbox were a little bit wet, but they've dried, and I got a postcard. This one was to Glory Jane. Simply, I miss you, love, Dad. And obviously, hate speech, so that was returned. There's another postcard to Zadok. My son, hold fast to 1 Corinthians 16:13 and 14. Love, Dad. Be strong, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, be strong, or act like men, and let all that you do be done in love. Was returning this an act of love? And I got another postcard. This was sent to Julia. Did you refuse the card I sent to you on February 22nd? If not, then someone is tampering with the mail, which is a crime in man's law. But just like God's law, it seems not to be, I guess, applicable in North Carolina. Love, Dad. It's covered. So, because she now lives, apparently, with my wife. Speaking of my wife, I got out of the postcard. 4 in 1 day. Mrs. Dorothy Jane Kozlowski. I am obviously specifically putting on Mrs. there because it's the title indicating that she is a married woman. Because according to the Bible, again, the simple Romans 7, she's a married woman, specifically to me. But obviously, the Bible, again, apparently doesn't apply in most places. I heard today about a family in a cab in the Donbass that was hit by Ukrainian shelling. The mom was physically unhurt, but watched her husband and son die in the cab. It reminds me of the Tamal family. Our story is, this is whatever, something about our story. The Tamal family, they're on the wall there. Anyway. this is remains difficult. I'm not used to getting these cards back. And I'm probably approaching 200. I don't know. I haven't counted. But One other thing, well, two other things. One, I heard a comment that I thought was interesting because I am really concerned. You know, when I went, was it a week and a half ago, met with about 20 older gentlemen, and I was in the lower part of that group, age-wise, there was the one gentleman, several had been in the military, and the one gentleman, the way he commented about how he's proud to wear his hat that says he was in the military. And I mentioned I kept my mouth shut. Because obviously, as I point out, the country that has started more wars and killed more foreign civilians than all other countries combined is the United States over the last 100+ years. So it's kind of like, but again, there's a difference between the person who serves and his heart to say, I want to serve my country versus what the country does. And so somebody, I heard a comment made, don't be ashamed of your country, but your leadership. And I thought that was interesting because that basically is that same idea. It's not I'm ashamed of being an American. I was born here. I have no shame for being an American, for living here. I am concerned. I am more than troubled at what the leadership of this country does. One last thing. Because of the fact that I had to fire up the notebook and, you know, my phone number is a Skype number. And so obviously, because, you know, I do have a cell phone. I do have two cell phones. They're off and, you know, they don't have a valid account. And when they're on, they're in the, you know, airplane mode because obviously I don't want them to transmit. My notebook here also is in airplane mode always, but it is plugged in wired. And the, it because it's Windows 11, which is, anyway. But so since the one machine failed, I brought up Skype on that machine. And fine, that it's working. But then apparently just before noon today, I got a message from Microsoft. Bing, actually. Hey, this is Bing. I'm here to help you. And a smiley face. It's that ChatGPT. Their artificial intelligence device. And they're promoting it, saying, hey, you can now send a Skype message and talk to this thing. It is not a minor concern. My big concern, really big concern, is my kids. You know, I did these videos, the attempt to communicate to Jim and Madge Cross what the world is going to do to them. You know, the one of the big focuses behind a whole bunch of people who fund the World Health Organization, because again, it's not a government entity. It is funded by numerous countries and numerous businesses, such as the, Gavi or whatever, Bill Gates. And he's a eugenicist. It's unambiguous. And is abundantly clear. And of course, we have the evidence now. You look at the radical decline in birth rate, especially in Europe, and you look at the dramatic drop in life expectancy. We don't talk about that, but the figures are published. The life expectancy domestically and in most places in the world has plummeted. not corresponding to COVID, but corresponding to the vaccine. I mean, it's plummeted by 2 or 3 years, I think. You know, like Rockefeller's comment about it's that pyramid idea that's often talked about, and usually it's talked about and it goes to ooh ah whatnot, and people get kind of excited, but I think it's a good description, because what happens is the lower ones want to move up because it's an economic drive or a sex drive. That will make you want to say, I want to go higher in, you know, management or things of that nature, in order to get a better income and to have more sex. That drives people, and that it continues to be a drive, except it seems to be quite clear. The higher you get, money no longer becomes an issue. When you start talking casually about trillions of dollars, money is not an issue. I mean, what do they call it? Derivative market now has exceeded apparently $1 quadrillion. It was only $250 million a few years ago. Apparently now it's exceeded $250 billion. That's not pocket change. And obviously you see the collapse happening in the banking industry, which will probably move us closer to central bank digital currency and centralize the you know, so you have a currency, because again, the guy who's the head of the Bank of International Settlements said it directly: we want to have this in place so we know every single transaction that's going on around the world. Stated purpose. Anyway, but of course that's sensationalism, and so you don't have to worry about that. I think I lost my train of thought. All these things that are coming together. Oh, the pyramid thing. When you get up to a certain level, you end up. It's not money you want; it's power. You know, I've seen this. I remember once in a dialogue with somebody when I was in the Air Force, and you could see in this person the way he was talking to me. He was relishing power over me. And, you know, that was, you know, I saw that really clearly. And so it became easy to see that later. But it's one thing to have power over a small group. It's another thing to have power, you know, over millions or billions of people. And I think people who are sadistic drive for that. And in a real sense, you know, again, going back to the Moloch thing, how do you want to sacrifice a child to Moloch, to the state? Sacrifice a whole bunch of other kids. Do it with vaccines. Kill in massive numbers. And serve your God. Which is, I think, what's happening in a lot of respects. Anyway. I want to get this where some... Because I linked some things together, but now I want to do it where I can link a concept together. You know, like, for example, the Moloch thing. So if either myself or one of my kids says, Dad, would you tell me about Moloch? Is there something to be concerned about? Would you tell me how people are messing with me, with the economic system? Would you, you know, or the John and Jane thing with Genesis apologetics? Is, you know, everybody's telling me that evolution happened. Can you give me any reason to say it didn't? If evolution happened, it doesn't seem like we don't need God. But you can crush the so-called science, the power behind evolution, if you use, reason, logic, it doesn't take unscrewing your head and say, oh, I just part of the Christian community. You look at true science, in the sense of science being the knowledge of something, not what scientists promote. Because again, scientism basically is a religion, and they're sucking you in. And obviously they sucked in Erica Lee, as she claims to be an atheist. Jack has been sucked in a different but similar way. I'm guessing Tirza somewhat to that degree. And when it comes to obedience to Christ, Jim Cross wants you to put a sticker. And yeah, I agree with him in the sense that we do not deny Christ out of Christmas. We don't take him out of Christmas. You can argue other things around it, but when you start taking Christ out of Christmas, you're trying to take Christ out of people's lives. When you deny reconciliation, you're spitting in the face of Christ. When you deny the unambiguous command of the Lord, a wife should be reconciled to her husband, 1 Corinthians 7:11, you're spitting in the face of the Lord. Grace has been offered to Jim Cross and to my wife. I hope they'll take it. I have no idea how this video worked. But anyway, my lady, my wife, God has shown me remarkable grace in the place I live. I'm extremely healthy for a guy who's 67. I just passed 725,000 jumping jacks. Yeah, that's pretty good for a young man. And I don't get sick. I'm healthy. I'm living that. I'm keeping the promise, as you may have heard that term before. And in God's grace, I'm funded to get the Shofar Leaks project up and running. I made great progress last week, stumbled over the weekend, played in a related area today because things, again, computer issues. But hopefully, computer arrives tomorrow. Hopefully, I'll be back completely up to speed by Wednesday. And I pray have a wonderful, productive day then. Because, again, I give you the stop the traffic thing. That's what I'm trying to do. We talked about trying to be support to things like missionaries or people in difficult situations. We've hosted a couple missionaries in our home, did various things with them and so forth. Most of that was the mild stuff. This is the hardcore stuff. This is where people die. This is where I'm working. And I'm not going to stop. Perhaps the reason I have the freedom to do this is why you abandoned me. So the Lord said, okay, we're going to take her out of the picture. Now you can do the hard things. I'll take you back. Not a problem. Not a problem. I love you, my lady. And I want you back.